welcome to this very brief episode of the podcast as we talk about the big vote. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and we are now into round two of the big vote to decide what we're going to be using as our sort of keystone, I'm calling it keystone, production for next year, 2025. So the first round vote is, at the time of recording, about to close. It hasn't quite closed yet, so some of this may be a little out of date. And that has created a long list of about 85 plays, which, considering the master list is about 900 or so, potential texts you might want to have us produce, is a reasonable number, I think, and gives us a wonderful selection of plays that people want us to put on. Now, some of those are plays that have been previously voted for in past years, and some of them are entirely new to this round. So we have had new ones, certainly new votes, come in from some new people I've not seen before. This is the publicly available vote, was round one. So some new people. One person actually very helpfully pointed out there was an error in one of the videos in the title. So thank you very much for whoever it was that informed me of that. That has now been corrected. Thank you very much. I like feedback. We have had, as I say, a selection of plays. Massacre at Paris got its first vote in. Birth of Merlin's been added to the list this time. Lots of votes for plays that previously have been voted for before. Knight of the Burning Pestle, The Changeling, the Old Wives' Tale, which actually we've already done, but I put it back on the list because it's been voted for anew. So we can start moving perhaps towards doing another thing with that text. So these votes are, as I say, all cumulative until a production goes into process. So if you have voted for us in the distant, distant past, your vote is still on the list. And when we go into the next round, round two, which is coming up, that will count. So the next round is only open to our patrons. But the next round is open to our free subscriber tier. So if you join us as a subscriber entirely for free on our Patreon, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, then you can vote for the next round. It's not the final round, and it isn't a casting vote, but you do help to create the shortlist. And that's what I'm trying to do now, is we have about 84, 85 plays on our list, and we are attempting to reduce that now down to 12 for the final round. Because one of the problems I keep having with these votes is we have too broad a range of people voting. So I inevitably end up with about 3 or 4 votes for about 12 plus plays. So what I'm trying to do is actually narrow people's interest down to a clear winner. Last year we were lucky. We had a very clear winner with Thomas of Woodstock. And Castle of Severance came a close second, hence the fact they went into production. But too many of these are a little too close to call, so I want to create a shortlist, and also, as we go into round two, a preferential choice as well. So you can choose for as many plays as you like out of the long list. You can even add a vote for one that isn't on the list if you so wish. It probably won't win, but you can always just invest for next year. So that we've got a short enough list that we will actually have a differential. It will be clear what the winner is. So 84 plays on the round two form. I'd say it's a chunky old list. Some really good plays in there. Some plays that are darker and than others. We've got a fair number of tragedies. We got some comedies. We got some history plays. We got some mystery plays. We've got some morality plays. We got interludes. We've got all the things in there. So if you want to make us produce what you want, go to our Patreon and become a subscriber for this next round. Otherwise, you can keep an eye out for the results. And once this round goes through, there will be some stats. I'm going to actually start producing stats to demonstrate who's been voting, well, not who's been voting, but what has been voted for in on our stages to get a sense of where we're going next. Yes, I'd just like to thank everyone who has voted. 84, 85 plays is a nice chunky list, and it is lovely to see, and lovely to see your enthusiasm as well. And say, you don't have to be a patron, just supporting us by just listening and giving us your ears is always appreciated. But until the next month, when I will give you another little update as to what the short list is, you have until the 28th of November to vote, if you indeed are going to be doing so. And certainly anyone can look at the list. The round two voting list is going to be a publicly available list link in the show description. But you will have to declare who you are as a patron for your vote to be counted. So, hey, you can go in and vote as much as you like, but I might still ignore you unless you're one of us in our Patreon list. Made that sound terribly sinister. Just generally getting that sense of what you want and what you want us to do. And it's always a delightful process. So till next month, when you'll find out what the short list is, I'm now going to read you the long list to close, because it is quite long by the nature of long lists. So until the end of this list, I've been your host, Robert Crichton. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. The Alchemist, The Arraignment of Paris, The Atheist Tragedy, Bartholomew Fair, The Birth of Merlin, The Bugbears, Bussy d'Amboise, Campaspe, The Case is Altered, The Changeling, Chaste Maid in Cheapside, A Christian Turned Turk, Climon and Climides, The Coxcomb, Custom of the Country, Damon and Pythias, The Devil's Law Case, Dr. Faustus, Dutch Courtesan, Edward III, Edward IV, Parts 1 and 2, The Elder Brother, Epicene, Every Man Out of His Humour, The Fair Maid of the West, Parts 1 and 2, The Family of Love, Famous Victories of Henry V, Four Plays in One, Fry Bacon and Fry Bungay, Georgia Green, The Gentleman Usher, The Tragedy of Hoffman, The Island Princess, James IV, John Baptist's Preaching, Knight of the Burning Pestle, The Laws of Candy, Like Will to Like, Lingua, A Mad World, My Masters, The Malcontent, Mankind, The Massacre at Paris, Midas, The Misfortunes of Arthur, Michaelmas Term, Mother Bombay, Musidorus, The Endtown Mystery Cycle, A New Way to Pay Old Debts, No Wit, Help Like a Woman's, The Old Wives' Tale, The Parnassus Plays, Perkin Warbeck, The Phoenix, The Puritan, Rafe Royster-Doyster, The Renegado, The Revenger's Tragedy, Robin Hood, or The Downfall of the Earl of Huntington, I think it is, off the top of my head. Anyway, Robin Hood. This is the first Robin Hood play. The Roman Actor, The Shoemaker's Holiday, Solomon and Persider, The Spanish Gypsy, The Spanish Tragedy, Tamburlaine the Great, Tancred and Gismunda, Thersites, that's the one with the snail, Thyestes, the one with the child eating, The Thracian Wonder, Thomas Cromwell, Thomas Wyatt, Tis Pity She's a Whore, Timon the Comedy, Troublesome Reign of King John, The True Tragedy of Richard III, Two Angry Women of Abingdon, Two Lamentable Tragedies, A Warning for Fair Women, Westward Ho, The White Devil, The Wise Woman of Hogston, The Witch, The Witch of Edmonton, Women Beware Women, and A Yorkshire Tragedy. And that's your lot.